Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at WBEZ.org/events.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson responded to video footage released Tuesday of a deadly police-involved traffic stop. Body cam footage from last month shows officers shoot at Dexter Reed Jr.'s SUV 96 times. An officer was also injured during the shootout. Johnson says accountability must be upheld. The officers involved are on a 30-day administrative leave. Johnson says his heart breaks for Reed's family and that he's praying for the full recovery of the officer who was shot. Johnson says if the bullet had hit him a few inches in a different direction, that officer could have died. He says both black men could have been his students. Johnson is a former teacher. Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox says her office will determine if the use of force in the shooting involving five Chicago police officers was beyond what's allowable under the law. Here's Fox.
Our Law Enforcement Accountability Division, also called LEAD, will carefully examine the totality of the circumstances and determine whether the force used here by the officers was warranted or constitute grounds for criminal charges.
Fox says if evidence is insufficient, her office will request an additional review. That review would come from the Illinois State's Attorney Appellate Prosecutor, who would make a secondary independent evaluation. Illinois is doling out millions of dollars in grants to help full-service grocery stores open in food deserts. The money comes from the $20 million Illinois Grocery Initiative, which Governor J.B. Pritzker hopes to expand in next year's budget. Store owners could use the grants for, among other things, new construction, renovations, and first-year expenses like salaries and inventory. Democratic State Representative Mary Beth Canty of Arlington Heights says programs like this are vital for healthy communities.
Without the fresh produce, fresh meats, fresh dairy, and shelf-ready staples local grocery stores provide, our residents, our kids, miss out on essential health benefits.
The state estimates one in four Illinoisans live in a food desert. The Chicago Red Stars are taking over Wrigley Field this spring. The women's pro soccer team will host the Bay Football Club at Wrigley on June 8th. In a statement, Red Stars president Karen Lietzo thanked the Cubs for inviting the team to play at the friendly confines. The match is being promoted as an effort to make women's professional soccer more accessible to fans in Chicago. Weather for today, sun and some clouds with a high in the mid-60s. Tonight, clear and not as cold, low near 47. Wednesday, clouds giving way to a slight chance of showers, high of 65. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.